Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, and this is At Large at Medscape. Is precision oncology accurate? The answer is either no or unknown. Precision oncology is not even precise. From my clinical pathology background, accurate means correct, as close to a gold standard as you can get regarding sensitivity and specificity. There is, as of now, no gold standard as to what cancers should be subjected to molecular analysis, such as NGS. All except non-melanoma skin cancers, or only those cancers for which there are FDA-approved therapies determined by molecular definition, or those for which there are open, relevant clinical trials. When to perform NGS on a cancer? At initial diagnosis or not until after spread, or both? Where to take the test sample? Primary tumor and or one of many metastatic sites. How? Liquid biopsy or solid tumor biopsy or fine needle aspiration cytology or whole tumor segments after surgical removal. Where to send the sample? Local pathology lab, regional reference lab, nearest academic or comprehensive cancer center, dominant commercial lab companies. How to call the variants consistently via bioinformatics and experienced professional judgment. Whether the mutations identified are passengers or drivers. Whether a particular mutation confers actionability. What FDA-approved single drug or combination of drugs concurrently or in sequence would be the best choice? What investigational drug might merit a clinical trial with an N of 1 after a fully informed consent and expanded access, compassionate use? Who? Patient, insurance company, government, drug company, treating institution will pay how much for the NGS testing and for the drug? Can cost $100,000 to $200,000 per drug per patient cancer. What therapeutic strategy might make scientific sense for that patient's cancer? Does a positive clinical trial match constitute actionability? Whether there is any current drug that is a reasonable choice, estimated 10% of cancers. How frequent and severe are likely adverse clinical effects? This seems especially unknown and probably greatly underreported. What outcome can be anticipated? No cures yet reported. A few months average extended, meaningful, useful, worthwhile, pain-free, desired, comfortable, connected life seems to me a low bar to measure cost-effective success. Meanwhile, is precision oncology precise? No way. Reverting to my clinical pathology background, precise means reproducible. Prasad and Gale have recently demonstrated that not even the use of the term precision oncology is precise, i.e. reproducible year to year in this century. It has changed and changes dramatically. Replicable against gold standards in virtually all of the parameters described in the previous paragraph? Not even close. Needed. Gold standards for each step of the brain-to-brain loop delineated above. Pretty dreadful scientific and clinical scene, yet some 600,000 Americans with cancer proceed beyond standard of curative care every year. But if not precision oncology and radiology and immunotherapy, what then for each of them? Will history label precision oncology of 2017 as merely early or as a well-intentioned wild goose chase or something worse? Time and tens of billions of dollars for testing and experimental treatment for hundreds of thousands of patients will tell in 1 year, 5 years, or you tell me when. I hope there are some molecular oncologists and molecular pathologist readers out there who can take me on and prove me wrong. If so, light up the comments board for all to see, or engage me privately at gdlundberg@gmail.com. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, at large for Medscape. Disclosure: the asterisks are services or products offered by Collaborex, of which I am Chief Medical Officer.